You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
And we are back again. Welcome to the Real Talk with AH3 on the Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio app. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 the most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me, see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purposed1. PURPOSED number one, Alvin III. Again, that's facebook.com/purpose1, Alvin III. Also, ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me requests and topic requests and questions to realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. Again, it's realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check out the archives for more of my great podcast episodes. Again, here on the Bashani Radio app. Here's what I have for you today. Today I'm going to talk about oftentimes they will have to catch up. Oftentimes they will have to catch up. This one is dedicated for my visionaries, for my people who are often ahead of the curve and seeing things coming down the pipeline, whether it is some type of economic thing, it's some type of social change, it's some type of change in an organization, some type of change. And not only do you see it, but you already have either a solution or a set of solutions for it that can set you and your inner circle on a completely different path. This one is for you, the one who see it, the one who knows how it works, the one who can even articulate it, how it works. But the only thing that you can't overcome is the emotional states that may come out of the people in your circle as a resistance to what you see, because A, they haven't seen it before, or B, they have a certain personality type that is reluctant, or maybe you can even say self-sabotaging. This one is for you. The people with the great minds, but who have big hearts and who sincerely want to see everyone or most people with their reasonability win and want to see their lives changed along with you. Oftentimes, they will have to catch up. There's going to be a lot of people who's just going to need tangible, repeatable, factual, undeniable proof almost put in their face continually of what you saw and what you did with what you saw. And unfortunately, by the time they see that, whatever it is, whether it's a change in something, a change in a career, or a uncommon move that you did financially that's going to set you up for generations, or a way that you handle your relationships, be it business or personal, you see it, you know that it's going to be for the utmost benefit. It's not going to hurt anybody. for you to make the kind of moves that you know you should. But at the same time, it's going to set you in a place that's going to be drastically different than from where you are and from where you and your circle are used to come from. Oftentimes, they will have to catch up after undeniable realization. And even then, there may be something within them that will still be in denial. Or they may say something like, oh, you just got lucky. Or, oh, you know, I have it for you. I couldn't do that. Or I knew you would do it. Or something. But you saw, unfortunately, you saw more for them than they did for themselves. Or, unfortunately, you may get some people who become antagonists or haters to you for a success that you gave them the map to or an option. You know, y'all may have been in a situation where things, you know, you had nothing else to do, almost like life kind of channeled you or forced you to look at this specific option or these specific doors to go through because it was guiding you that way. And you chose to go, but others in your circle who realized it or who saw the potential for the same thing said, nah, you know, I'ma just try to work this thing out this way. And they have completely the utmost right to do that because it's their life. But you saw better for them than they saw for themselves. Oftentimes, they will have to catch up. What else would I like to add to that? Okay, so another aspect of this too is you still have to be mindful of your peace of mind and your clarity through your process and realizing your vision and taking action upon it and actually actualizing it in your life. It doesn't help for you as a visionary to try and strong arm or force or intellectually manipulate the person with heavy resistance to you into the situation. Does it help to be pestering? Does it help to be condescending? You know, I can't believe you can't see this. This makes perfect sense. This is a no-brainer. Doesn't help to do that. Doesn't help to go through the 10 to 20 perfectly logical articles of reasons why they should trust your vision or your instinct on this thing. It's more of you lay out why you see the vision, why you believe in the vision, and it may be one conversation, it may just be a series of conversations here that you can interject into another conversation that you said. But whatever that conversation becomes, may it never be something that is condescending towards the people in your circle. And I think that's a way of extending your understanding of their free will. Although you wish they would use their free will in obviously positive and increasingly good way. But instead of trying these different mental and psychological methodologies to get them to see what you see, simply provide the information, keep on walking with the information or the vision until things start popping up in your life, and perhaps you can interject at that time as to why you believe what you believe, and now this is happening for you, whatever it is. The worst thing you probably could do is to be progressing along or having that vision, but at the same time absolutely frustrated at the people who don't see the vision with you. It's bothering, it's nagging you here and there, or you know, you lose sleep over this, or just something that basically you have vision for, but you don't have control over how others see the vision. You simply have to, oftentimes, you will have to let them catch up. Another aspect from it too, make sure that you are listening and heeding and watching the moves of people with great vision in your circle. You don't have to completely believe them full circle. You don't have to completely believe them wholeheartedly all of a sudden, but you can make a mental note of, okay, they said this and they believe this. Therefore, I've seen that this has changed because they have believed this or paid attention to this. So there may be something there. Don't be the person that completely writes off uncommon ideas or visions from people who have shown already that they're smart in your circle. Their gift could possibly be your gift. But you have to be the type of person to be able to check either your rationale or your emotions, and at least give an idea or have a deeper understanding of why you would either, you know, listen and move forward with the person, or hold off, or basically say, not quite yet. Oftentimes, if it's something that's rooted in, I would say, too much emotion, then you're probably using that emotion to cover something like fear or envy or something like that. But I personally have always been someone that could listen to practically anyone without so much immediate judgment. I used to not be that way, but as I matured and I saw the power and the value of peace and clarity, I have become that person. And sometimes I find myself revisiting other people's ideas. Kind of have a stretched out memory like that, and sometimes the idea may not be ready at the right time. You just have to sit on it until the environment or the circumstances shift where it makes more sense. Some people don't have that. They catch an idea, they get really excited about it, or they immediately cut it down and they never get to see if the idea could be utilized or modified or matured or whatever, which in effect, changing that and shifting that and acting upon that idea could significantly change their lives for the better. So that's what I had for you guys. They basically, be a visionary, but don't be a frustrated visionary. You're supposed to enjoy the gift of being a visionary, because it means you're trailblazing, you're ahead of the curve, and for those who can be able to catch up with you, or be able to kind of understand your line of logic, or the way you feel about something, and see your verifiable action steps, well, it could be just as much as a vision for them that perhaps they can branch off and add and bring another angle of the vision, and everybody's winning. Isn't that what we want? We want at least people within our circle to be winning and doing well and becoming more effective with their lives, more powerful with their lives. Yeah, it's true. So sometimes you'll just have to let them catch up. Anyway, until next time, good people, this is Mr. AH3 with Real Talk with AH3. Holla. Oh, one last thing. Of course, you know, our music vibe that always helps me out is from Mr. Free Will, FR33WILL at gmail.com. Actually, his email is Light Walker, LIGHT Walker, FR33WILL at gmail.com. If you have any questions about him, hit him up. Never know. Never know. All right, good people. I'll let y'all later. Peace.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.